Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello, everybody, and a very happy Friday to you. Unless, of course, you're on the other side of the world and it's now into Saturday. So I wish you a happy Saturday, too. Anyway, we are very happy to be here with you. I am Deborah Lee. I am the only recognized expert of the personal prophecy method. My grandmother taught it to me, it would seem like a million years ago to me. But anyway, I wanted you to know I've looked and did as much research as I could to find this method. And strangely, I found other methods that use ordinary playing cards for readings, but none that were like this particular method, which is extremely dynamic. It's empowering. It enables you to really feel as if you are in charge and in command of your life. Not only can you perceive the future and a lot of what's going on in your present right now, but also you're able to improve the future, improve your circumstances that you are coping with right now and in the future. Okay, I like the sound of that. So I want to remind everyone that we are using an ordinary deck of playing cards. No hocus pocus, no gimmicks here. I could deal out poker right now, okay? So that's all we're using is a regular deck of cards. I want to make this distinction because so often people will say, gee, I hear you read tarot cards. No, I've tried to pick them up, but just couldn't seem to. And also, this is not a oracle cards, but Jim will be talking to you about oracle cards here in a minute. I also want you to know that I will use a full 24-card layout for each of our callers this evening during the show. So it won't take me but a moment to get them laid out. This is my way of being able to get a feel for the landscape of your life and kind of what you're going through and what you're facing, okay? So that's primarily why I will use a full deck of cards. I mean, a full layout.
Full deck of cards. I don't know that she's playing with a full deck, though. Folks.
I don't know.
We don't know.
It's Friday. It's hard to know.
Friday.
So I'm now going to turn you over to Jimbo Fantastico.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you that this show is for informational and educational purposes only. All right. We also like to remind all the folks that are joining us in the various platforms that are out there tonight. If you are international, let us know at any time, and we'll give you international live shout-outs like we're right now to Terry Sue in England, international shout-out, who said she's going to go night-night pretty soon. She's in the sleep mode.
Well, it is quite late there.
Well, she had a four-hour nap today. It's one of those sleepy phases she's going through.
So. Well, you know, that happens.
And it feels good, though. It feels really nice.
It's just a good place to mention that if you've been going through a very stressful period in your life, and even holidays can be stressful, birthdays, anniversaries. It's called eustress rather than distress.
Interesting. But I never knew that was a word.
Eustress, yeah. It does something involving your nervous system and, you know, yada, yada, all of that. So as much as it took you to get into that state of stress, it's going to take you that much time to revert back to a non-stress level.
That's all, folks.
So, yeah, I can you know, in that upper cherry suit, she's getting some well-needed rest.
Yeah. If your body needs sleep, then you must obey.
Yes, that's for sure.
515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. Call in, get in the queue, get your free reading. Better be first than last. When you call in, you hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. And that is a true statement. If you call before the show, you get music. Once the show starts, you get show. If you have extended periods of silence at any time, hang up and call back. It usually has a fix. We're glad that we're on tonight. The Blog Talk's been having some issues the past few days, and they kind of straightened it out late this afternoon, you know, pretty much right for go time. So that's all that matters is we're here. Well, Facebookers, if we do get breaks in the calls, it does happen. We just can't guarantee it. But if we do, we will turn to the Facebook folks, especially the international folks that cannot call in. We'll give you opportunity. But do not do a thing until we say so, though, because we don't have a hold queue system. Facebook's free, and it doesn't come with all the bells and whistles that, like, Blog Talk does. Blog Talk has a very nice queue system. Very good. I do give them credit for that. And we get on their ass because they're broke every week, but they have when they're running, it's a pretty cool system. All right, but no matter how you call, I hate it when the volume's down. When you hear the rebel yell, that is a very important thing. First important thing is that it means your reading is done. Free reading, got to put a period on it eventually so we can move on to the next person so we get maximize the number of readings. But before you depart, I will give you a rebel card. Yes, it's the rebel deck, hence the rebel yell we use to signify that. So you'll get a single card before we move on to the next caller. You will have a message. It will not be sugar-coated in sugary little flowers and crap like that.
Crap.
It's going to be very similar to what I would write if I was writing it.
Oh, Lord. So, yeah.
Very similar. And you can talk about it, Deb, while I get rid of the scammer, but the rebel deck, if you so desire. Oh, that was crap. I just did something stupid.
Really?
Yep. I don't like your mouse. I hate her mouse. I clicked the wrong button.
It's an ergonomic one.
Yeah, well, I don't have a freaking ergo problem.
Well, then put your own mouse in.
Well, it's too late now, and now I gotta.
Well, then like it or lump it.
You can talk about a demo. I'll get rid
That's, of this. There, I'm back now. Now I gotta finish this.
You also up. Have scammers.
That's why I told you to take over.
Oh, I didn't hear that part. I want to tell all of you, though, internationals, if we go dark with the Blog Talk Radio, you can still connect with us through Messenger. Okay, so just bear that in mind. Others, those of you that are here in the States, some Canadians can, and I think a little bit of Mexico. I'm going to give you a phone number right now, and if you're listening and you are stateside, call this. This is a landline from the studio that we're going to give you.
Why are you giving that now?
Because in case we go down, they will.
Oh,
move.
I got to unplug that now.
Unplug what?
Because they're gonna. You know, people are gonna call it regardless.
It's never happened, and I use the Polycom every week with Daryl.
Okay.
And trust me, we never had an issue with it. So just the number is 757-588-0533.
Not very optimistic, are you?
I'm just making sure we have a contingency plan. All right.
All right. Whatever. All right. Guess what, folks? Today is National Pretzel Day. Pretzels are good. Not good for, well, they're not horrible for you, but it is Carbsville. Alien Day, too. Gotta love them aliens. You know what I'm talking about? International Chernobyl Disaster Remembrance Day. I guess it must have been on this day. I'm assuming that Chernobyl. Oops.
Is that really a big deal?
Yeah, it's a real big. It still is still is a big thing they're dealing with. Yeah. And let's see. That's pretty much everything else is kind of blah, blah, blah.
Well, I got the skinny on this, that this is also English Muffin Week. Okay. English Muffin Week. I love those. darling little muffins. The trouble is they are really super high in carbs, just like bagels.
Sure. Another great thing.
Oh, I do love
them. I will take a bagel over an English muffin any day.
Sometimes I just have to buy those things, and you can build, you know, an English muffin breakfast sandwich.
You can do that with bagels, too.
Yeah, you can.
It'd be a great bagel sandwich.
It is, where you cook an egg, put that on there, put cheese.
UMD used to have a great bagel ham and cheddar. I mean, not ham and cheddar. It was beef and cheddar. It was so good.
Sounds good.
Yeah, and it was baked. It was so humming.
Yes, Terry Sue, I like a good muffin, too.
It was a perfect
not real food. Crazy about bran muffins, but if that's all that's there, at least if there's a good cup of coffee, I'm in. All right, good cup of coffee.
All right, do you have anything to toss out before we jump into calls?
And, how do you say this? Croissant?
Croissant. Look at croissant.
Oh.
I mean, they're tasty, but they're not real practical. You can't really build big sandwiches with them or anything. They are just what they
with
are.
The croissant?
Yeah, croissant. Oh, look at croissant. Oui, I want a croissant. I surrender, by the way.
You know, it's funny when those people talk in from the, you know, are from France. Say your thing. France.
What?
I'm from France.
France. We are from France. No conehead.
They sound, it sounds so beautiful. And yet they probably just told us Americans to stick it right up our and spin and rotate on it. You know what I mean? But Germany is very, I don't know.
Original languages.
Yeah, but it sounds like
original. The Germanic.
Like clearing their throats and getting ready.
I mean, a lot of the English words
have
Germanic origin.
Yeah, the word F-U-C-K comes from German. Germanic, whatever. Mm-hmm. All right. Friday. Let's get this party started.
All righty. Well, then I say let's rock and roll dat-t-o. All right. We've got a good number of callers in the queue. I like it.
Good. We're going to partay.
I do not like your keyboard.
Then get another
computer.
I'm
not computer. Used to it. No, I'm just not used to it. I'm not getting another computer for one event that it has a problem with. All right, let's do this because I keep hitting the wrong goddamn key. Because yours is a little bit off. There's nothing wrong with the keyboard. It's just slightly off of mine, so I hit lots of wrong keys. And since she's a freak on the frickin' keyboard, she wears the little nubs.
The numbers.
The little nubs where your index finger. I have them on all typewriters so you can know where you are without looking down at the keyboard that your fingers are in the right place. She wears them off. She wears them off. This one's a little bit here. The left one is gone, so it's because she's a lefty.
You ought to know where your fingers belong.
No, that's if you don't want to do this with your hair, that's how you do it, you know?
Uh-oh.
This is how you do it.
To our callers, to everybody listening, this is the card, Ten of Hearts, card of love, true
love. Love is in the air.
Lasting love. Unconditional love. Kind of love that everybody wants to find.
I don't know that there is unconditional love out there. You know that?
If there is?
I mean, I don't know that there is. I think people have some expectations of something back.
All right. But a mother loves her child that even if that child goes to prison, she may hate what the child did. Murder, etc.
You can't speak for every mother on this planet. No, I bet you some mothers do make a disconnect at a certain point. I'm just saying. All right. International shout out to Virgil. Shame on me for being a slacker.
From Manchester.
I saw him here earlier, but I was dealing with that stupid scammer, so I forgot. Yes.
And yes.
From England.
They do grow longer than the other ones. And they keep growing even after you died.
What the hell are you talking about?
Keep up there, Jim. He said, is it just him or does his thumbnail grow faster than the others? Yes.
Do they?
They do. And they keep growing when you die.
Oh, yeah. Well, nails and hair grows a little bit when you die.
Yeah, it's not.
You know.
It's pretty,
just for a little extra time. A little extra time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Until the flesh is totally worthless that it's growing from.
Okay.
All right, now let's do this.
Let's do this.
We shall go to area code 630 in Illinois.
Oh, I know this one.
Hi.
Hello, my
caller. Lily is the first caller.
She's in North Carolina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's true. I'm still going to go by the area code.
All right.
My brain sucks at remembering stuff.
Tell us what brings you to us tonight.
What's cooking?
Yeah. Well, you know, Jimbo, I always say you could take the girl out of Chicago, but you can't take Chicago out of the girl.
Yeah,
I hear that a lot about a lot of places like that, too. Yeah, I believe that. Yep, I hear that, like, South. People talk about the South and the New England. You can't take that out of the person. You can move them, but that what they grew up with is staying with them.
South and New England?
I'm just saying that's an example. People from the South say that. You can move them up in Canada, but they're still from the state. They have that South inside of them and bred in them. Yep.
Okay.
So yesterday I went to court.
Yeah. Oh, yes. How bad, though?
What was that? Was that the protection thing or the stop? What, some kind of order, right?
Yeah. So basically somebody was investigating me or following me or whatever because I was being stalked. And so I went to court yesterday, and what I found out was the people that were stalking me were also stalking my family because of Aaron Carter. Okay.
Yeah.
And so I talked to my family's attorney in a conference room outside because I was like, literally, I didn't know who was stalking me. Somebody is stalking me, you know. And so I told them that, what was going on in my life, and I didn't want to have problems with my family, but that, like, one of my very good friends is down in Miami, and he, you know, has high ranking in the law official world. And he said that you can call him anytime you want and ask him about me. And he'll vouch for, like, this is really my life, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, I don't want any problems with my family or anything like that. But, like, I moved on, you know? So if these people are stalking you, then you're going to have to deal with it because I have to deal with it too. And they said that they would, you know. So I'm basically, like, everything worked out okay, better than expected. But, you know, what do you see from that? Like, I did have to call in some favors to some people, you know, who I'm talking about.
Well, court is a crapshoot anyway. You might even have better odds if you go to Atlantic City and throw some dice out on the table.
You know, the judge.
If the judge has had a bad morning.
Is he a jackwad? Does he like these types of cases? What's his history of these types of cases? Who does he favor? There's a lot of crap that goes into that stuff. A lot of attorneys.
So we have like a substitute judge?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Is that like a substitute teacher?
Yeah. Yeah,
but what are the chances of the same person stalking my family? So, like, my family was stalking me is basically what I say because, like, it all came out in court. You know what I'm saying? Of course they're never going to admit to any wrongdoing, but...
Right.
Me being a chick called in my favors... with the guy, because I was like, never have I ever, I have. So, you know, what I'm saying, like, do you understand what I'm saying or no?
Yeah, I do.
I call
them
some favors, you know, with the higher ups.
Sure. It's always good to have friends in high places, you know, higher.
Oh, I think, what's his name, Garth wrote a song about that.
Yes, I think he did too.
Yeah.
Except he said, I have friends in low places, didn't he? Yep.
Yeah, like the saloon.
I got friends in low places.
You know what? Everything, I know, in terms of psychological first aid, we are never supposed to say this. Because it's something that if you give this to somebody, they're going to cling to it. And yet, I think I've got the upper hand on this, and I can tell you. In terms of psychological first aid, you never tell anybody that everything's going to be all right because we have no way of even knowing that.
Unless you really do know.
And in a, say, a catastrophe or,
I'm just saying, unless you really know.
for you, everything is going to be all right. There's coming a big shift. And, you know, this stuff was in your cards quite some time ago, long time ago,
long before your book
was published. And I told you that the cards were indicating that you would get followed. You would be watched. You know, your book has certain allegations in it that the mother of the boy, the guy, Carter, Aaron Carter, she might have told somebody. I mean, these people have money. They can basically do whatever they want.
But what about, like, will my son, like, I feel like he's having more of a hand in it than you're letting on. But I don't want to be, like, just delusional either.
And who
you
is
know what
he?
I'm
exactly. Who is he?
So my friend down in Miami.
Oh, okay. You trust him, correct?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, she wouldn't have probably engaged that him to do help her if she didn't trust him.
But you know
but
what?
But he was the one that was like, I'm not going to help you, but he still helps me.
Yeah. Well, I really feel that all of this is going to go away on its own time. And, you know, be watchful of your thoughts, because if you keep this on your mind and sort of like ruminate over all of this, it, in a sense, you're manifesting negativity that will come your way.
International shout-outs to Melanie in England and Rachel in Australia.
Yeehaw. That it,
Melanie in England. That was Aaron Carter's ex-fiance's name, Melanie. No, I actually, everything turned out better than I expected yesterday. I just contacted my friend down in, you know, Miami and was wondering, like, what, like, his thoughts were. You know that person that wants me to be more than a friend?
Yes.
She wants to know what you see about that.
About the person that wants to be more than...
Yeah, she's curious if the cards have any indication of what's going on now.
Yeah, that love is heating up pretty good. But it's like...
Okay.
Now, I'm not sure because we've never really dealt much about you personally.
That's true. So, she's never really asked a lot about her personal life.
No, it's always external factors.
She's got a lot of stuff going on, so it's always her work.
Yes. And for you, I am wondering, looking at this, how lovable you think you are. Because your cards are indicating you are very lovable. And if
you
have, and, well, a lot of times those of us who have had childhood trauma, like my nickname was Dum Dum Debbie growing up.
It's got a nice ring to it.
I did trip going upstairs. I did fall downstairs. I had trouble staying on my feet, but I don't know if that was worthy of being called dumb. I don't know. So, but that affected me. And the other thing, seriously, think of your own past. It would come down to me and the super fat girl and choosing sides for, like, what did they call that, indoor hockey and broomball.
Any team sport, they pick a captain and then they each one, they alternate picking people.
I'm not picking
you
sides.
Me. No,
I'm not picking sides. I'm choosing
she knows
me.
That.
Yeah, like,
I
don't care about any side but me.
It takes a lot to convince yourself when they're fighting over who's going to get Dumb Debbie and who's going to get, you know, Fat Fanny over there, whatever you want to call her, it affects you as a kid, you know. And you may have had...
I'm choosing me, and whoever chooses me is who I'm going to choose. It's that easy. It's all about me.
I love you. I do.
All right. It is time. It is rubble card time before we move on.
Okay. Well, I just want you to know real quick here.
I guess it is not time.
You deserve this love. And I think your friend in Miami has deep feelings for you, but he's scared shitless to make a move. I think that when they don't really care, they don't mind, you know, busting a move where it comes to
bust a move.
Yeah. But when they care, I think they worry about rejection and abandonment and all that kind of stuff. So watch that
guy.
Well,
then
he really
needs to worry about me. Wait, watch that guy what?
He cares about you.
Watch that guy what? Okay. Winner. That's a winner. He cares about
you. Winner.
Chicken
dinner.
Thank you very much.
My God. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, here's your double card. Subject is shame, regret, and guilt. Those are just bullshit. Forgive. Let that shit go. And we don't know what that pertains to. That is something in your life that I know nothing about.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, well, thank you. You helped for a long, long time, and
we'll
appreciate that.
We'll be here tomorrow night, too, blog talk.
Unless, blog talk permitting, if they're not broke dick, we shall be here tomorrow night.
Okay, thank you.
All right, we'll be in touch. Thank you very much, Lily. She's a fan favorite, a regular. We like our regular. We like our newbies. We like our regulars.
Yes, we do.
And your reading gets better when you're a regular.
It really does.
Yes, because a rapport is built. A rapport.
Yes, which is essential.
For both of you.
For both of us.
You can communicate better what you want to know in your reading, and she knows a little bit about your past because she's done some readings for you already.
Yes.
It's a win-win.
It is.
All right. Let's pick them up. Pick them up and lay them down like this till when you're marching. All right. We're going to area code 850. I think that is in Florida. 850, welcome.
Hello.
That is. It is in Florida. Thank you for taking my call.
You're so welcome. And who are you?
This is Michelle. I called you the other day. Or maybe it was last week. I don't remember about my husband, the addiction problem.
Yeah.
And,
anyways,
I had him. I had him leave, and I told him to pack his stuff up, and until he was able to go to a rehab.
And he did that without giving you any problems.
He didn't fight you on that.
Not really. At first, I think he was kind of shocked, but then he did pack stuff up. And then
I
asked him when he was,
you know, you got to give him some credit there. You got to give him a little bit of credit there. A lot of guys would freak out and throw a shit fit and refuse and blah, blah, blah. So there's a one plus, go ahead.
And then when he was packing stuff up, I asked him, I said, because I said in my letter to him that I wanted him to, I would reconsider our relationship after he went to recovery program. And I asked him if he was going to go to a rehab, and he said no, that he didn't have a problem. He only took one pill. He only bought one pill, which I don't believe that for a minute.
Of course not.
No.
I am really, really kind of depressed because, you know, I've been with this man for 11 years. But anyways, I remember he's talking to his buddy, who I do not think is a good friend. His name is Scott. And I remember 3 years ago when I sold my house. Now, you got to remember, I bought that house with my money before me and him ever even got together. So he was mad when I sold the house that I didn't give him any money. Now, granted, anything went wrong, I paid for it. And I didn't give him money because he's an addict, and he would have blew the money. So there's more to the story than just me not giving the money, you know. And I felt like it was my money that bought the house, that it should have went in my banking account. I mean, I don't think I'm wrong on that, am I?
No.
He did contribute.
Sure. A good spouse wouldn't have gotten mad about it. They wouldn't have gotten mad. They would have said, you know, we're married. Maybe it shouldn't be your money. I understand that it is, but, you know, maybe if something comes up that I, you know, something like that. But, obviously.
If
you would have given him all of that money, you know where you didn't know he had a problem, addiction problem at the time, or did you?
I did.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's
a good reason.
Yeah. And so anyways, I walked in and I heard him talking to his buddy. Now, I just walked in on the tail end of it and heard him say, you know, if he doesn't get any money from me, then just don't help her pay the bills. you know, on the remodeling on the boat.
Nice buddy.
Now, was I just, now, did I hear that correctly? And it was really weird because he brought it up the other day and said that, I'm sorry I didn't help you, but I told you I wasn't going to be able to help you. And I was like, why did he bring that up? Because in my heart, I really believe that his buddy did tell him not to help me with the bills, and he did not help me with the bills for almost a year. And even when his truck broke down, I'm the one that paid to get his truck fixed, not once, but three times. I guess I'm kind of aggravated thinking about it, you know. So I just want validation. Was I correct in what his buddy said to him? Because I just walked in on the tail end of it. But that's the only thing it could have meant.
She's looking for a confirmation of what she believes to be true. Her gut tells it.
Well,
it sounds pretty cut and dry to me, too. Well, Deb's going to do the cards, and she'll get a good look at everything. Everything, but yeah.
It sounds like you've got Scott's M.O. now.
A what?
Scott, the friend.
That's right. She said that was his name.
Yeah, you know what he's all about now.
Oh, yeah, he's a partner in crime kind of buddy. Not a buddy that's looking out for his
welfare. Well, he talks to him. And the thing is that his buddy knows that he has a problem with drugs. But
does
see, I think Larry.
Drugs?
Yeah.
But see, Larry likes to make everybody think that he doesn't have a problem, and you know I'm just overreacting. And come on now, 90 pills in less than a week. That was when we first got together, and so it's been a struggle, you know.
That's crazy.
I'm just depressed and all different types of emotions.
I get 20 pills and they last me for over like 4 months or so because I only take them occasionally when I really need to.
But you don't have that.
Oh, no, I'm not addicted, obviously.
He doesn't have an addictive personality.
If he had that bottle of pills, he would take it till it's gone. Well, I took it as prescribed. He will take it till it's gone. He's not like you and me, and we can just not take it until we absolutely need it. You know, if I think I'm going to go to the hospital, then I'll take it, you know?
Sure, yeah. If it's cutting into my sleep, that's usually a key.
Well, here's what I've got for you. My perception is your husband's name is Larry. Larry? Okay. Is that Larry has been gaslighting you a lot over time. He's made you, at least tried to make you responsible, where he feels he has no problem and you are just overly dramatizing a situation.
Right,
where
narcissistic.
That's why he told her he doesn't want to go to rehab because he doesn't think he needs it. And that's a problem.
Yep.
Yes. And
that is the real problem.
He hasn't hit rock bottom yet.
No, obviously not. If he's in denial on the river denial.
But losing you could be that bottom for him.
Yeah, it might take a little time.
Mm-hmm.
A little separation.
Yeah, because I've never made him. I packed everything out, and he packed. Well, I let him pack everything out, and whatever he left in the house, I packed up, and I'm going to be giving it to him. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
That's the decent thing to do.
Well, and you have to when you do that, that really shows that you're not just playing poker and bluffing. You mean what you mean.
Well, he has been making you out to be the bad guy. And I see here that your heart and your spirit suffers from that.
Because it's not his fault, so it has to be other people's fault.
And because she's acting out of love and devotion.
Right.
To him.
And she's overacting. That's what he's telling himself. He probably believes what he thinks because he's in denial. What are you doing, Deb?
Getting my...
Okay, I just thought you dropped a card or something.
No.
Okay.
I think that it would be really good for you if you're able to read some good self-help stuff on the internet or go for some counseling.
Yeah, there's a lot of online stuff. You don't have to leave your house to go to counseling or attend group meetings. A lot of people don't like to physically show up at that, so that's made a lot of people resistant to it. But now with all these Zoom-type stuff and things like that, a lot more people are being open to therapy and group therapy sessions because they take Some people are just shy and ashamed, even though you have nothing to be shy or ashamed about. But yeah.
No, we
oh,
have
I don't
a
think
mental...
he'll go to any groups.
Well,
but you could do it on the internet because you could even a lot of it. A lot of them probably are just audio. I don't know. I haven't done it, but I bet a lot of them don't have video or they have to see you or know your real name.
I think he needs an in-house. I worked in a drug rehab, and I think he needs an in-house rehab. But because he has guns,
oh, we were talking about you.
Oh,
we were talking help for you because you have a you don't have a problem, but you're going to suffer a lot of stress and a lot of anxiety, and maybe you it would help to talk to some people that are in the same boat. That's all.
And
and they might have good advice. They might have good advice too.
Well, and I want you to know that if he resists change long enough, your own needs and, you know, what you require is going to lead you in the direction of another man, and he will lose you.
He can't wait forever.
No.
And she can't wait forever. Eventually, it's either what a shit or get off the pot type of deal, right? You have to do something. You either have to
women
go all in, I'm going to be a drug addict forever, or you better get off and go to rehab. Otherwise, because not everybody's going to wait around forever for you to do that.
See, my perception of the reading is he's expecting you to cave.
Yes.
In,
yep.
And let him back in.
I believe it too.
And
that's why she's going to have to stand tall.
He isn't even seeing the impact of this.
It's still very new, really.
That he could, addiction is so complicated.
Well, they eventually make their whole, they plan their whole life around it.
They do.
So it becomes part of their life, and they can't even imagine their life without it. Because this has been my whole life for however long. What do I do without this in my life? A lot of that's the problem.
Yeah, so he's busy self-medicating himself, or, you know, I don't think it's all just, you know, jollies for kicks, for fun. I think it's, he's running from something that I see here, and he's not
what
facing
do you mean?
A midlife. I'm sorry?
What do you mean by
what do you mean?
Well, he's not facing a midlife crisis yet, is he, age-wise?
Oh, he just turned 60.
Oh, he's 60.
He's a little bit beyond that.
Yeah, but he could still be dealing with thoughts of, let me see what I'm getting here.
I don't think that would be connected to addiction.
Well, it's hard to say. I don't
know. I can't imagine midlife crisis, I should get doped up. Usually it's like, we need a big shiny car, I need a new wife.
Well, he's at the
you know,
he's
stuff
at
like
the
that.
Age
I need to go hang gliding or something.
Where you start looking back and you think, woulda, coulda, shoulda. Only I would have made this choice if I had done that differently.
Okay.
You know.
Sure.
And drinkers drink that away. Look at all those elderly people. They're not there just to party. They're there because a lot of them are running from the truth.
You know, right? Sometimes it's fun around have cocktails with your buddies too, you know.
Yeah. Well, anyway, for
and if
you,
you've got a hag at home that nags you all the time, it's more fun to be at the bar. The hag. You know what a hag
is,
right?
Do you think he's going to find another woman, or do you think he's just hoping that I'll come back and give in? You know.
Yeah, he's hoping you come back, and you're going to be the one to find someone new. It's not going to be him, but it's because see, pain changes us, women. Where we reach a point where we're not going back anymore. And a lot of times men don't understand that. They take a big, long while, and by the time they decide to come back, it's too late.
Yeah,
so,
I think you're right, because I'm at that tipping point to where I'm like, you know what? I'm going to be okay, you know?
And you are. So what voice is telling you that? It's right on the money for you. You are. And
of course,
it is
depressing.
Time. Well, you know
it's
what,
depressing.
Hon? It's time for some happiness. It's time for you to no longer be caretaking and policing. You know, when you deal with somebody who isn't seeing the reality of their situation, I feel like it becomes like a prison for the caretaker, for the enabler. Yeah, for the enabler.
Yeah.
And you don't mean to be, but this is a big step. Go ahead.
Where do you see me meeting someone? That sounds weird. just saying.
Is it in the cards right now?
Yeah, it's right here in the cards.
Okay, I'm just asking. I'm not gonna challenge you. I'm just curious because I don't know them that well anymore. I forgot a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you did. Well,
I'm a forgetful son of a bitch.
There is somebody out there right now, very lovely gentleman, who wonders where his true mate is. He's coming across to me as a widow, very prominently as a widow, predominantly. So he's on the losing end of his marriage, you know, yeah, because now he's facing grief. Your waking up problem, your husband may never resolve for himself. You know, he might stay this way for the rest of his life, which is a shame.
Many people do.
Yeah, they do.
Not everybody recovers.
Now, it's really weird that you say that because now I'm going to be taking a man who is a widow, but I'm not attracted to him at all. But he needs someone to take him to the doctor Monday, and he's having hip surgery.
No, it isn't him. No,
okay, I'm not attracted to him at all.
No.
Well, that wouldn't be in your cards then,
as far as a
romantic, that would not be in your cards if it was him.
The best relationships happen when you least expect it. They just, it's almost like right from the hands of God put in front of you. And you won't even believe. I mean, you'll be like, this really can't be happening. But what's been preordained or is meant to be.
It is meant to be.
It's going to be for you. And you have certainly put your all into this marriage. But I definitely feel you need some joy and laughter and happiness, but also stability and security within a, you know, one-on-one committed relationship. So
I love talking to you guys.
I'm sorry, what?
She loves talking to us guys.
Thank you, Michelle. That means
it lifts my spirits, you know, because it is very, I'm not really a depressed person, but I feel kind of blah right now, you know, coming home in the empty house. And so I've been just trying to keep myself busy.
You would be very strange not to feel that way. That means you're a human being.
Well put, Jimbo.
Well, especially, I mean, we're not talking like married for 6 months. We're talking years. So that's a big deal.
Well, and also here's what you did. By you saying you have to leave here because I can't cope with this anymore and set boundaries, it's basically one of my favorite sayings is a clean cut is better than a ragged tear. And this to me is a clean cut. A clean cut will heal better than something that's ragged, you know, as a wound. So you have put him on notice. And here's the thing that gets me. If somebody really, really loves you, don't they want to do whatever is needed to make that person happy? You know, for him to put the pill bottle down and, I mean,
making a choice of what is more important in their life, at least right now. Now, you taking a stand, hopefully that will make them see the light eventually. Probably, I don't think any addict sees it right away, so it might take some time, right? If it ever happens. It might take a long time. You might have to go, probably what they say, they got to sink even deeper and deeper before they...
Well, yeah, he's got to find his bottom.
Yeah.
And he's not there yet.
Yeah, he's probably got to run out of money because he spent all his money on pills and start doing crazy shit, stealing, shoplifting.
Wake up in the morning laying in the street of an alley.
Or maybe, you know, a lot of addicts will say, I'll start selling drugs to make money to buy more drugs. And then they get busted. So you just don't know. Right.
Yeah, but we're concerned mostly with you right now.
Oh, no. Yeah,
he's
going
to do what he's going to do.
He's going to do what he's going to do. And
for you.
You have no control over that, but mm-mm. you did the right thing. At least you pointed him in the right direction. Now, it's like the horse
it.
In the water, right?
Yeah.
Can't make him drink the water, but at least you led him to it. So now we'll see what happens.
And
right.
for you, your life is going to go on. And
it has to. It must.
He'll have no one to blame but himself.
You did nothing wrong.
No. No, in fact,
yeah.
you should be treated like a queen.
You did the most important thing that you could do to help that person. That, at this point, that's what you had to do to help them. Everything else, money and stuff like that, you know, that doesn't help them. That just makes them go deeper and deeper.
Yeah, and I've been letting it go on for 11 years.
Sure, a lot of significant others will just put on blinders and look away and pretend it didn't
happen.
Right. Especially way back in the old days, 60s, 50s, 40s, 50s, 60s. They just say, well, you know, that's my significant other. I have to, that's what they do, you know, type of attitude.
And hope dies hard. Hope is what keeps us going and, you know, hanging in there.
International shout out to Olay in Lebanon.
So I feel you have an abundant future ahead of you. If it's with him, he's going to step up and be the man you need him to be. And if he is not, another man will take his place.
And that would be a decision that he made.
Yeah, it would be, yes.
He made all by himself, all by himself.
Yeah! Well, now let's
did
see
he
what
deliberately,
the
rest... Did he deliberately? Did he deliberately not help me with the bills? 3 years ago when I sold the house?
I'm going to say yes.
Well, here's the deal. The word deliberately means, well, did he deliberately or did he take money that he could have given you and bought drugs with it type of deal? So deliberately, either directly or indirectly, yes.
They will steal.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
100%.
They will owe shysters money.
Yes.
And... they, you know, it can get very dangerous for family members.
And that's probably the easiest way to do it is just to not give you money for bills. That's easy.
Yeah.
That's easy to buy drugs with that money. So, all right, here's your rebel card real quick before we move on. The subject is you are giving your power away. You are a badass. Act like it. And I think that means you just did. You did not give your power away. Because you have power and don't have to grab somebody by the arm and twist them and drag them to rehab. That never works. But you kicked them out, pointed them in the right direction, and all you can do is hope that they take notice eventually.
Yeah.
But if they didn't, it is not your fault. It is not your fault if they don't do that. This is the one thing that should do it, and if it doesn't, then there's nothing else you could have done. So, but hopefully it works out.
I hope so.
Yeah, we hope so, too. We want that to work out for you. We want him maybe to get so loaded he falls and hits his head and bam, sees the light or something like that. Yes.
Well, you've got this big shift coming in your life, and it's coming right to your house is how I saw that. And with it, it's going to come a brand new life for you. And I like what Jim said. Your husband will have ordained that. By refusing to be...
Whatever happens, it will be all his decisions.
Yeah.
I mean, in his mind, everything is your fault. You're dumb. You're overreacting. The guy should be able to have pills if he wants. He's making all these excuses up in his mind right now because that's what they did. Well, good luck to you. We're glad you called.
Yes, we're here.
And,
you know.
Yeah. You can call...
Thank you guys for being there for
call
me.
Call anytime you desire.
Of course.
You can call as much as you desire.
Yeah. Yes, please do.
I do appreciate you guys so much.
And we wish the best of luck to you. And we understand, we don't understand like we've been there, but we know people that have been through that. And we know it's tough to do the right thing
hard.
Sometimes. You are doing it. Yep. It's really hard, especially after that many years. Well, good luck to you, Michelle.
Yes. Good luck.
Alrighty.
All right.
We're going to keep on keeping because that's what we do. It's the voodoo that we do. All right. Next caller, we have many, but we're going to keep them in the order that they have called. And this, there we go. 520. Holy stop.
Oh, you love it.
The voodoo that you do. I love it.
I think it's going to be funny because I don't pay attention. I'm not like this personal information stealer. All I see is an area code. Eventually, we're going to get a 5-2 person call and we're going to yell Elisa to, and they're going to think we're stupid because it's a new person. They're going to be like, who are you singing Lisa to? I'm not Lisa. They're going to think we're weird. But so far that hasn't happened. You're the only 520 that's ever called us.
Yeah, it's so cooking. I love it. I've just been busier. I'm dead on my feet right now. I'm trying to get some rest and, you know, business responsibilities, you know, that kind of thing.
It is what it is.
As far as the neighbor goes, I've really been busy. I mean, he's trying to get my attention. He's in the laundry room. He's, you know, out there multiple times, and I'm not into it right now because of all the responsibilities I have. And, but that will probably clear up in a few days. But, what I would ask the cards, Deb, and your last reading was right on the nose. I mean, you saw things in the reading, and it unfolded. Yeah. So, that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, please. I just want to know what you see, like a finger on the pulse kind of thing, the next few days, please.
Okay. A little snapshot of the next couple of days.
Please, yeah.
I don't remember the timeline. Has your son arrived, or is that not yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. He's here, but he's doing his own thing, and I'm trying to take care of my stuff.
Gotcha.
So
all right. Gotcha.
Yeah. I've got my business responsibilities and deadlines. And
you got business, Deb. Business. The reason that me and Deb have a little inside laugh about that is because many years ago, probably in the 90s, I was watching a college football game, and they were interviewing one of the football players because, you know, they're all geniuses. And I asked the guy, "Hey, what do you think you might do after you get out of college if you don't do football?" And he goes, "I might do some business." And the guy said, "That's cool. What kind of?" The guy said that, and the reporter said, "Well, what kind of business?" And the guy goes, "Business." I say, "Oh, yes, sirree. He's a genius. He's a genius."
Right on the nose.
Yep. All right, Deb. The cards are down.
Yeah, and I'm about ready to throw this portal out the door. All right.
Well, maybe you should just...
I can't get off of where I am.
Well, you should just... Well, because you know what? You should just use it as a watch only. You don't have to type. You did these radio shows for a billion frickin' years without even a computer monitor in front of you.
Yeah. Okay, well, for Lisa...
There you go.
Gosh... The next few days look rather pleasant for you.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm so glad. Really?
Yeah, so let me take a peek here and see.
Take a peek.
Good times for you and your son?
Yay.
Are you asking her or telling her?
Well, I want to ask her.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Oh.
Because if they're not so... good, then we would talk about how to improve it.
Oh, okay. So you guys
everything's
good.
It's nice fellowship with each other, for sure. Very pleasant.
I feel that you and the neighbor are going to have another difference of opinion.
I can't even believe that would happen. I am so shocked.
I really want to say here.
I can't believe that. Forever.
I think he likes pushing your buttons.
I agree with you.
Of course he does.
And you know what? The winning move with him is not to play. It's to not engage. Yeah.
Oh, the winning move for her. Right. He wants her to play.
Yes. And
everything he does, he's looking for a reaction.
And yet at the same time, he doesn't want to have arguments, which makes no sense whatsoever.
Well, his brain is broke. We already established that he has the broken broken brain syndrome.
You're so right.
Yep.
I buy,
he's got to go to the hardware store and get brain glue.
Yeah. I buy these nuts, and I told him they were medically approved
by doctors. It's trendy. And they're like a mixture of pistachio, pecans, cashews. It's to get your protein up and going. But they're not treated. They don't. They're just pure. They're raw. So they have no salt, no sugar, no nothing. And so
about roasted.
Yeah, he criticizes me. He says, "What about those nuts you eat?" And I said, and I just told him what I just told you all. And I said, "And I don't, you know, it's just if I'm out for the day and I'm not going to eat at all that day until later on, much later, you know, I just take a handful because we're supposed to be having protein in the morning." Anywho, it's stuff like that. You know, he just is always.
Interesting. I have a feeling that guy's had his share fair of nuts in his life. That's all I got to say about that. I'm just saying. Might not have been a pecan or a pistachio, mind you, but, you know.
Well, excuse me. He likes to get you going.
Yes, he does.
I think... I'm going to say something here that you can dispute. I'm just going to say something I have felt for a long time, is that I think he is the adult child of an alcoholic. I am one.
90% of the people
Jim might
are.
Be one.
I mean, a lot of people were. Cause
the
it's...
thing is, you're when you're young and your brain is still forming and nervous system and everything, as you're growing, you are living in chaos. You never know when that the alcoholic is going to spew. Yeah.
He doesn't say that there was, I don't know, maybe there was that issue, but he does say his father was a raging monster.
Well, a lot of times that's when they drink, they get orange, they turn into that a lot of times.
Yeah, I agree.
Parents.
And then as you grow up, healthy men or women for him would not be interesting enough to hold his attention. He needs somebody broken like him because it's like we women. We'll look for bad boys.
Bad boys, what? Bad boys. What you gonna do?
He's waited probably all week to be.
I don't
to
wait
do
for any of these songs. They just come to mind.
And I saw it in my own life. I went after renegades, you know, because they were exciting. And, yeah, bad boy is going to show you, you know, a lot of wildness. And
it's like a roller coaster ride.
And a guy that's normal and healthy is boring. So they took a long time to get out of that. And, in fact, I had to go to therapy for a while as the adult child of an alcoholic. And from my father, I would watch him beat my mother up, destroy the apartment. I was five, six, maybe seven. And all hell was breaking loose. And you don't want to know what it was? My mother caught him behind the garage kissing the neighbor wife. They were making out madly. And then then they went to a wedding. And my mother refused to say hello to that wife at the wedding. And when they got home, he busted up the place, drunk as a skunk. So, yeah. And others on Facebook are agreeing with me that bad boys are fun. So your friend, I don't know much about the gay world, but maybe that started to fulfill his urge for that chaos. That excitement.
I do know that he, and I've told him this, I see you like to get a reaction out of me. And he said, you get the reaction, you react enough for yourself or whatever. And, you know, I said, no, I got your number. But you know what, Deb, since you're reading, and you said there was this woman who's dark, and he talks to, there are two women like that. One you described as the one that he was involved with for 15 years off and on. And another woman was the one I told you about, that her, she's the mother of this person that owns this place that we live in. She's dark. And he talks to them both. I mean, he has a whole list of people he talks to on the phone. And I don't see, those women would not cotton to me. I've met the one that she's the mother of this place. And, you know, I just didn't feel, you know, I just didn't feel, you know, in fact, I felt her feathers ruffle when I met her. And she was trying to, you know, look down and on me. But it was her thing. That was her thing. So he's probably talking to them.
Yeah, and she wants to run you off the plantation because she wants her man. Right.
But she can have him. I'm so tired right now. I don't know if I'm going to go away. I don't know. I'm trying to look for a different place. And then, you know, I'm setting it up where I might be taking a little tiny getaway, maybe go up and see my grandson. I don't know. I'm just thinking of different things.
Come to Virginia Beach. We'd love
to
have you.
Thank you so much for saying that.
On your way on your world tour.
You're right.
Yes. Well,
you know, a lot
that
of
exhaustion. That exhaustion. He's responsible for bringing that out in you. You know, you're exhausted from trying to deal with somebody broken.
And other stuff. You know, I keep getting news about this and that and that and this. And it's all business stuff. And so I think I'm not going to look for any stimulation. I don't know if I'll go and see my grandson because there'd be a lot of stimulation up there. But I might try to do, and I was talking to my sister, you know, about the different options I have. And so I'll see. Or I might just do a staycation, you know, and play with my art. I'm glad I have options. I'm glad I have options.
Well, and likely moving away, you know, the old saying, out of sight, out of mind, it might really help.
You know, I would love to snap my fingers and I'm gone, really.
Yeah.
It's just become, I am looking.
Well, and it'll happen when the time is right. Right now, I still don't see it. But I feel that this guy still controls you through his power. That your emotions and your thoughts and how he comes close, then he creates an argument, then he backs out. I mean, that would be enough to drive anybody to drink, I swear.
No.
But I look at his family history, and a lot of people will make up a fake one. I think his family history is probably really, what would you call it? I don't know what to say. So,
topsy-turvy, dysfunctional. You know, I don't know. I just want to change, you know, scenery.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get it. I'll do it. You know, I'm getting more anchored, more grounded, and I have more different kind of friends. You know, a lot of my friends I went to dinner with the other night, and we were having such a good time. Gosh, we were having such a good time. And they were all talking about all their trips that they were going to take, some ocean cruises, some driving trips.
Yeah.
You know, so it's inspiring.
Well, I think it'll do you a world of good. I have another client. She is up in Long Island, New York, and she loves to maintain her serenity by going on. She'll take, like, long Amtrak trips. She'll take chartered bus trips to Canada or wherever it's in her heart to go. And she goes by herself and meets new people, not necessarily anything pertaining to a relationship. You know, she's not searching for a relationship. But you seem like a person who could use some of that, you know.
Yeah, I might take like 2 days off and go somewhere and then come back and wait a while and then take another 2 days. I'll figure it out. You know, I have a woman's group that I used to hook up with, and we'd all go and meet, and then we'd they'd bring their rigs.
Their what?
They were all traveling. Like RVs.
Oh, rigs.
Like
okay,
campers. Yeah. And I can't buy a rig right now, though. I don't want to. But, you know, I could do that. I have a lot of options. It'll come to me. When I'm sleeping, I'll get the thought and I'll think, okay, that's the way I'm going to do it. But you're right. And see, I'm more of a nature person. I love being out there in the trees and blah, blah, blah.
She does like her outdoorness.
And that's good for you.
It's good for you. I mean, that's where we all came from, the outdoors. That is our...
Did we know?
Our ancestors were freaking living in the outdoors, Deb.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, singing.
Come on, man.
Jane of the Jungle. Like Carol Burnett.
Right, I mean.
So you do have another house coming up that you will sell.
Really?
And, yeah, I think you're going to hit a real sweet spot over the next several months.
Going to get into the groove?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
All right, Deb. So
thank you, Deb.
Is that a wrap? Is that a wrap?
I think.
Summarize anything?
Get a hold of your own empowerment. You know, be with yourself right now.
I am.
And,
I am. I'm always, I take my moments. You know, I go out in the yard early in the morning when nobody's around. And I just look at the sky and enjoy it and drink it in and meditate on it.
Do you go out in the yard naked?
I did that once because I hadn't seen the neighbor and I was still new here. And I did that once. I was in a hurry. It was 5 a.m. and I hadn't seen him in a while. I said, no problemo. And we have high hedges. I mean, like, it must be 15 feet high.
Oh, damn, that's like a wall. That's more than a privacy wall.
So I ran to get the mop. I was just shortcutting it. Ran to get the mop so I could mop up the bathroom floor. And this was like 5:30 in the morning. He sprang his door open. And I did have a loose shirt over me that wasn't buttoned down, but underneath I was, you know. And then I said, close the door. I said, I don't have any clothes on. And then he craned his neck so he could see, and his head is going up and down looking. I said, close the door. And then later on, I apologized to him. I said, I'm sorry, I should not do that. And he said, why were you out there like that? And I said, well, you know, I said what I just told you guys. All I had just, I was doing a shortcut. I was had, you know, stuff I needed to get done, and, you know, 5:30 in the morning. He said, well, I just hadn't seen you. I was just going to say hi.
I would have said, the next time you want to run out naked, give me a call first. I can break out a stepladder to look over the hedges. I got to break out a stepladder. You know
Didn't
what I'm saying?
Didn't you say the flaccid Sultan can see into your yard? What?
I wasn't in that angle. There's an angle to the house. It's an angle. So I didn't go that far. It's like wrought iron gate. No one could see me. No one could see me where I was. I was to the immediate of the house. And I was just getting them off.
Okay.
But I'm not doing it anymore. I never do that anymore. I just, you know, I'd lived here quite a while and I hadn't seen them in a long time and I wasn't even thinking about them. I thought it was safe.
Well,
I told myself,
enjoy the next few days. They look very pleasant to me.
There you go. Yeah. Oh,
and don't let him start up with you. Don't let him start something. You know, if you want to eat your nuts, your raw nuts.
Whoa.
Nuts.
You tell him to get his own damn nuts. Because he knows where to get them. To find them.
Speaking of that, I heard the best. It's actually beautiful quote this week, to me anyway. Do you all know who Eilish is? Billie Eilish?
I do not.
English?
It's a chick?
Yes. English. Well, you know who I'm referring to.
I don't know.
She's a fabulous singer.
It's a chick?
Mm-hmm.
Tell that she change her name. She'll be Billy. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know.
There's been other chicks named Billy.
Yeah, and she got outed without her permission, blah, blah, blah.
Outed for what?
Being a lesbian.
Oh, she likes the whisker biscuit, does she? Okay.
Oh, you're going to love it even more.
She's going fishing for Red Snapper.
Well, she was interviewed by Rolling Stone, I believe it was. And she said there was a point in my, becoming an adult. She said, I realized my face belonged in a vagina.
See, I told you, whisker biscuit.
I read that thought,
no muff
see?
Too tough. We
I
dive
didn't
at five.
That up, see? Yeah. And I thought, wow, that is like poetry to me. That kind of honesty. Her family's cringing, no doubt, but her face belonged in a vagina.
Well, isn't she
it's a pretty good resting place, you know.
I thought she was kind of controversial for whatever. I don't follow her that much, but I did see that.
She said people need to masturbate more. She said she always did it in front of a mirror, and it helped her reclaim her sense of self.
Yeah, why not?
This is probably the wrong word. She said she suffered from dysmorphia.
What the hell is dysmorphia?
Is that being like thinking you're ugly or, you know, whatever
know.
It was.
Mm,
yeah,
I don't know.
But I just thought, wow, that. And talking about masturbating in front of a mirror so she could see herself like,
remember what Dr. Ruth said?
What?
She would always say on her show, masturbation is very, very natural. Like every other show. It was on late at night, and every once in a while I'd flip it on because it's hilarious. I'd watch this old wrinkle meat raisin bitch talking about sex. But yeah. She was.
Wow. Well.
Apparently, in her day, she must have been banging away.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's off the topic for you.
It's way off the topic.
Well, it's what she said, and I forgot what Lisa had actually said. Kind of, you know.
I don't know. I know. We just, I don't know. Actually, I don't
eating
know.
Eating now.
I was dealing
thank
with
you.
A loss. I was
and
running
you know,
on battery. So we're good.
Social media, they have more and more cartoons that are really, I mean, really on the edge there. They had this guy bending over. He was doing a, you know, you scan your food thing and ring it up, like at Walmart. And he was nude, and his whatever you call it, the crown jewels were resting on the scales. It was a cartoon. It was so
what,
funny.
What, he's playing them?
Well, he's got to either enter the code or do an item lookup for it so he can, you know,
was,
yeah.
He was bent towards the viewer of the cartoon, but he the cartoonist and his stuff on the scales. You know how you put stuff
place
on the
scale. Item on the scale, please.
Oh God.
Yeah, it probably actually happened in real life somewhere.
Oh, I don't. Hey, these people, these freaks out there, doing all those drugs that are living on the street. They are doing. Some lady, I saw a video today, was masturbating on a suitcase.
Oh,
and they
God.
Were filming. Yeah. Others are getting naked, running down the street. Yeah, it's quite a show. Quite a show.
A lot of the folks that are like OD a little bit on meth, they get like really hot and they start getting naked and running around
they
naked.
Do.
Yeah. You see it on all the cop shows and stuff too. Usually when a person's running around naked doing crazy, it's like, it's probably a meth head. Yep.
Now, isn't Philadelphia the birth of our nation?
It was what they had considered it the actual capital for the longest time.
Well, they've
that's
got,
where the Congress, the Continental Congress was
that's right.
doing their thing.
They have the biggest problem with all of that. And now that those kids or those people are taking that trank that's eating their skin, you know, it's bad.
Oh,
indeed. It is indeed. The world we live in is not kind.
Yeah. All right. Let's see what we got.
I have Lisa's Rebel card.
Thank you.
It's interesting because she mentioned it. The subject of your Rebel card is take a fucking trip.
Yeah.
It says go see some shit. Do some new things. Talk to people cooler than you.
Yeah. You know that guy, Crocodile Dundee, when he came into his money through his movies, he said that where he was traveling all over the world was he had the money. He said, you know, no place is different. He said, they're all the same, all of them. And I think the same way. I hang out in nature. And to me, well, I guess if you go to the far reaches of a desert isle or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's all inside.
Crocodile
it's an inside job.
Good day, Mike.
Yep,
I love
is.
the first two movies. Even the second one was great. The Crocodile Dundee movies, the first and second one.
So
that was a great flick.
I think it's just an inside job. You know? Meditating.
Would you say a side job?
No, inside. You know?
Inside job. I thought it was about a side job. What the hell are you doing? Okay.
There were some very good scripted lines in that movie, some crocodile movies.
Okay.
Really?
Like, that's not a knife.
That's not a knife. This is
a
knife.
A knife.
When he pulls out the big giant jungle knife.
And remember those two hookers? It's the Crocodile Man.
Oh, yeah. great movies, both of them. Awesome.
Yeah, and you know, him and the journalist lady,
mm-hmm.
they got together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know what? When in doubt, bang it out. Why not? You know, you're there.
When in doubt, bang it out. I love it.
They're out there doing back-to-back movies together. I don't know if there was a third or not. I don't know. But you know what? If you're that long, you might as well bang it out.
Well, he was really
fine.
He was sexy. I forget his name that actor.
Paul something.
Paul.
Right? Paul from
Hogan?
Oh, Rachel should know.
No. Rachel
should know. She's our Australian. Tell us. Well, it'll be a big delay. Tell us, Rachel, who was the actor
Paul
that played Crocodile Dundee?
Yes. And then
well,
there was Simon.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he had a few interviews. I don't know why. Maybe he released a more recent movie. But he was being interviewed and talking about his past and his successes. And I remember him saying that, you know, that wherever you go, it's the same. It just looks the same.
Hogan.
The scenery.
Yeah, Paul Hogan. You know, he's not a big man. He didn't look real. He had a couple of guns on him. But, you know, as far as, what are those, biceps?
Yeah.
Yeah. Paul Hogan.
There he is now, Deb.
Where? Oh. Oh, my God.
It was a long time ago, Deb. Yeah. You know, age is a bitch. So we're not all going to look
Clint
the same.
Clint Eastwood. They recently put some fresh pictures out on him.
I didn't know he was still alive.
He's like walking dead.
Yeah, but he's in his 90s, right?
Yeah.
He's in his 90s. He did a lot. Who knows? He lived a good life.
I think
he did a lot of cool
shit. I think they're trying to prepare us. Yeah, I think it's the lighting too, because some of his pictures today don't look too bad, but then some of them look terrible.
Well, Hollywood,
like
Hollywood and photographers can do what they want to do with pictures. They can make you look like a fucking goat's ass, or they can make you look like a dream.
And
it's all
also,
up to them.
They're also talking about now. Doctors are about Ozempic face. They said Sharon Osbourne's got it and others where they get real sunk in their cheekbones and under their eyes.
Yeah, they get like they're Holocaust victims or they're like cancer
victims. Oh, my
Lord. But like people in late stages of cancer, they're just like getting all eaten up and they just look like bones and skin, some of them. Yeah. It's like, you go from one extreme to the other. You know, when you start dabbling in all these chemicals and operations to lose weight, you know, there's going to be an issue sometimes with that. You should just freaking break out the book, get the willpower thing going, and do it the right way.
Exactly. And, you know, because everybody's getting shots, or most people are, and then you mix that with other drugs like Ozempic, you know, what kind of a cocktail is that for your body?
Right. And when these drugs first come out, there hasn't been any real, real long-term studies because they don't use humans as rats in lab stuff. They do a few little clinical trials, but that's just bullshit. That's just bullshit to make FDA happy. Okay, I will let you give that to people now. Then after a while, these people start having problems, and they sue the shit out of them later. But you know what? You can't sue somebody. Suing somebody is not going to bring you back to life.
Can you imagine a class action?
Nuts fall off or something like that, you know? You can't, you can't make that come back.
Can you imagine a class action a suit against the the shots that we were all taking for the to stay away from the pandemic stuff.
Oh, anything's possible. You know, there's a lot of people overreact on a lot of that stuff. A lot of that most of those viruses.
Yeah.
It's based on the dead vaccine, dead virus concept, and most of the reactions are the percentage is low. Every vaccine on Earth has a percentage that people react badly to. Every single one. There's no perfect vaccine on this planet that not one person reacts to.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
It is what it is. And you know what? As fast as they got that bitch out, I'm not surprised there wasn't a lot of more bad reactions. So actually they did a pretty good job in the short amount of time they had. They didn't have hardly any time to get the bitch out.
Yeah, they did.
FDA threw a whole bunch of waivers out there. You know, they're like, all right, fuck this, fuck that, get it out.
Therese, are you on the line waiting? Because I promised her earlier today. Yeah, we're going to take
off
7-9 before we...
Thank you.
Well, Lisa, call us tomorrow and tell us how things are.
Yeah, we'll be here. If you so desire, we shall be here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll see who gets the reaction out of who. We'll be dueling reactors. Yeah.
All right.
That's right. Good. You just keep eating your nuts, God damn it.
Right in front of them.
Don't you let anybody tell you not to. You should always be allowed to have nuts in your hand. It should be your God-given right.
Tell him to get his own nuts.
He knows where to get them. Yes, indeed.
Oh, gosh.
All right.
So
we shall be in touch.
Thank you.
Thank you very much,
honey,
Lisa.
We love you.
I guess 779?
Yes.
Hello?
Hey.
There she is.
Hey.
Yes, how are you doing?
I'm not good.
What's wrong, hon?
The bitch from the West has come out and with claws out.
Oh, the Wicked Witch of the West.
The ex-wife?
The ex of the man.
Yes.
Okay, what's up her butt?
I don't want to talk too much on, you know what I mean?
Well,
can I just send you a Facebook message?
Let's do that.
I'll send it real quick.
I understand. Sometimes people just don't want their business out on the street, you know, and I understand, sure. Okay.
Okay, I'm sending it.
Oh, all right, thank you, and let me move to the next one.
Next one.
Okay.
Okay, we've got somebody else here who we haven't seen in a long time.
What are you talking about?
Oh, what is the area code?
We have are exceeding the 90-minute thing here.
Okay, but you can add a little, can't you?
I can, or we have tomorrow too, you know. I'm just
423. Let's get her. Hit her up.
Well, you're doing one right now.
Oh, I thought we were... No, she's sending me. Teresa's sending me the information.
But I thought you were going to do the reading live on air?
No, I'm going to send it to her in...
I can call you or on Messenger after the show to have a conversation if you want me to, because it's a lot.
Here's the problem. I have a house full of strapping young men in the, down.
Okay, just do me a really quick reading about Ed and what's going on in his situation with the ex-wife, because he's not here in my house, in his house right now. Let's just put it that way.
Okay, I see what you wrote. Yeah.
Yep.
And why don't we just message back and forth after the show? Because I do have a... Okay. I have a party going on. My son is here. The Army musician.
Yep. Go do that.
Yeah. All right, hon. Take care.
All right. Love you. Bye.
All right. Love you, too. This lady's known me from probably the beginning of my career.
423 is live.
Hello, 423. How are you?
Good, Deborah. It has been over 10 years.
Oh, my God. You people are making me old. Stop it.
No, that just means that you're that important in our lives.
Oh, thank you, honey. That means a lot to me. Thank you. Thank you. So what can I do for you, hon?
I'm kind of at a, a standstill in life. Like, my son left for college, and so here I am, single at home, but I basically am living here because I'm going to take care of my dad and do whatever I can to help him, you know, the rest of his years. But I recently, well, about 6 months ago, I started talking to someone that I had dated previously, and I really don't know what, like, my life, I don't know. I'm just kind of lost right now, so.
Okay. Does it seem like it's going anywhere?
When we started talking, his grandmother had just passed away, and then, like, less than a month later, his mom passed away. And he reached out to me, and he was going through a divorce, and so I really just don't know. And he doesn't live in this state, so, I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just kind of lost. But I love you, and I've missed you.
Oh, she's making me feel so good. And, boy, I want
you helped me
everybody...
through my divorce 10 years ago.
Wow. And also, we owe you tremendous gratitude for the commitment to your military career. You lifed out, didn't you? I mean, you went all the way.
Life means life.
24.
That's not life, Deb.
24 years.
I've been in the shipyard for 26 plus.
But you, it's different. You know that.
I'm just saying, don't say lifed out.
Well, whatever she did, she retired.
If you go in at, if you, in theory, if you went at 18,
yeah,
you did 20 years and you got out with a retirement, you're 38. You're still a young, strapping, happy-go-lucky person.
I retired at 44 only because of my son.
Well, yeah, it is what it is. I'm just saying. I understand the lifer term, but you know.
Yes, but I'm sure that you made a lot of sacrifices over those years, you know, and I wish I wish veterans and active duty people could get their due. You know, I don't want to see us get them all. You go ahead. What were you going
to
say?
I was honored to serve our country and be there, you know, to try, you know,
that.
To help people.
Can I ask you
about
shout out to Kirsty in England? Sorry, I had to give you an extra shout out.
Well, this one you're talking to, this man really is getting attached to you, and it is quite possible that he might want to come and live by you, move in with you one day. So how do you feel about him?
Lots of carbonation tonight.
I love him. I've always loved him. You know, when we separated, it wasn't because we didn't care anymore. I guess that's what made it the hardest.
Oh, now I know who you're talking about.
And,
I remember all of that. Yeah.
He's been kind of hot and cold lately. And I understand, his divorce was final. You know, it was already in the process when he reached out to me. And I was actually shocked, you know, because I nicknamed him Ghost because, like, he would reach out to me and we would talk, and then he would just stop talking, and I, you know, with no explanation, and then, you know, he swore that would never happen again because we are friends. And in the last 6 months,
yeah.
I've done nothing but try to be a friend to him during, you know, a lot of life-altering events in his life.
He is still going through a lot. And you know what I get? The feeling that he is somebody, a man. The visual I'm getting is of him with, like, out a shirt on, and he's flogging himself over his shoulders. I don't know what that's called, but he's got like a leather strap, and he's just, you know, he seems really down on himself, like losing the people. Go ahead. I could tell you were going to say something.
Oh, it's funny. He sent me a shirt last night at the gym with no shirt on. A picture.
Well, there could really be something here. But he's got a big emotional wound, and you can't fix it. He's got to fix it. He's got to, you know, find healing for himself. But he is very
attached. You know.
Yeah.
He's what?
He's very attached to you.
I thought you said he was lost.
No, I didn't. I said he's very attached to you.
I'm
but
hearing things.
But he's... Well, down on himself, going through still rough times. It's a good thing they ended up divorced. That was not a good place for him.
She had a 2-year-old son when they got married, and son is an adult now, but he's special needs. So she determines or kind of uses the son to get money, or even now this divorce is final, and. You know, I told him it was easier for me to get a divorce because transfer was my distraction. Him, now he has an empty house, so it's more challenging.
Well, I got to tell you, he would love a future with you, but he's got to heal first, and he needs to work on his own self-esteem. You know, somebody else can't give some of these things to you. Like, you can't make him feel better about himself. We were talking about an inside job. That's an inside job for him. But there's love here. Really, there is. And how's your son doing?
He finishes classes this year, or this week, so he'll be home for the summer, and... He's doing good, but he's having some struggles, struggles.
He's going to fall in love real soon. He's going to fall in love real soon. It's right here.
He has a relationship. He's terrified of relationships, honestly, like terrified. And he says he has daddy issues, which I raised him on my own. He's never met his father by his father's choice.
Oh,
you know.
That's terrible. But, you know, a lot of us are fatherless in many ways. I mean, you know, Well, you know what? When a guy decides to do, like we were talking about the addiction earlier, he's choosing not to be part of that boy's life, you know, and this boy, your son, can rise above all of that. You've done a fantastic job as being both parents. I follow you.
Feeling guilty because, like, I can give my son a college education. I can take care of him, you know, in every way, but I can't give him the father, if that makes sense. You know, of all the, I just can't do that, you know.
Well, you've got something coming up here that, first of all, love is going to restore your son. A lot of things are going to seem almost magical to him. I just feel like it's a new beginning by falling in love, getting over that fear of a relationship. You know, that boy's got a lot of hurt inside of him. And if you feeling guilty, well, you know, you can only do what you can do. And if his father chose not to be in his life, he's the loser, you know, for it. So, but I see wonderful things for your son. He is really going to make something of himself, and you're going to be incredibly proud. Incredibly proud.
Aww.
So
that is good for my soul and heart.
Well, you need to call us more often.
Well, I called a couple of weeks ago when you all had issues and the lines went out or something.
Oh, yeah. Blog talk.
And then I called back.
It might have been one of the days my computer was fritzing too. Yeah. Yep. Well, but you should keep on, keep on.
Yeah, and I think you're going
we'll be here
to
tomorrow,
end up
even.
Committing to a really serious relationship. And I think it's
my
with this man. No, you.
Oh, me.
It's for you.
Okay.
Yeah. But the only thing that I say is don't let this man run to you so that you can take out your great big glue gun and just sort of, you know, piece him back together. He's got to do that for himself. And I believe
can
he
I
will.
Ask,
yeah.
I've
Jim,
been
what are
considering
you yeah, go ahead.
Telling him that, you know, I needed to take this because, you know, it has been really confusing for me. You know, like he said, he needed space, so I give him space. And then he's like, well, you don't call or text. Well, you asked me for space. I'm trying to respect, you know.
Well, I think it would be good for both of you to take some time. You know, you sound really kind of worn out and exhausted. And so maybe he is draining you a little bit.
Yeah!
Oh, boy. Here comes Jim.
All right. I have a rebel card before we depart. The subject of the rebel card is, you think someone is lying? They are.
Hmm. Interesting.
So, doesn't have to be anything about a reading. That is a message for her, though.
Yeah.
It is indeed.
And maybe it hasn't even come up yet.
Maybe it has not yet come to fruition.
Right.
All right. I think it's time to put a bow on it, wrap it up.
Yes, please call us again.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm sorry, but she can hear us, though.
Okay.
Yeah, I muted her, but I don't hang up on people. I don't do that because you might want to keep listening.
I tell you what, the kind words from you guys really mean a lot to me. They really do. And having you folks here on Facebook, everybody else who's listening, you're invited. You can join us, especially if you're lacking in, you know, camaraderie, relationships, or, you know, could use some support. We've got good people here.